Okay, I think I'm going to have... Josh and... Alright, Zion. Josh, Zion. Julian, you guys go to the back. Okay, go to the back. And then eat a couple kids. Aaliyah, go to the back. And let's see, Hannah, can you be in our skit? Yes. Okay, go to the back. Okay, you guys need to go to the nursery. Okay, go in. Or not the nursery. Just go right outside the side door. And we'll bring you in one at a time, okay? All right. Okay. Now, we are going to have some fun with them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bring one of them in. Bring one of our contestants in. Somebody go outside, right out the side door, and bring one in. Okay, here we go. Okay, they're doing the ball challenge. This is the fantastic ball challenge. Good to have some visitors with us today. We're going to pray as soon as everyone's back in here. Okay. Okay, Josh is first. Come on up, Josh. You are a part of the 2019 Ball Challenge. Come on up here. Come on up. This is a very hard game. We've only had, in our years of EBT, only a few that have been able to successfully go through this. Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to start here. And you're going to, as fast as you can, name what ball, start right here, what ball is under here. We're going to time you, okay? I'm watching the clock. And you're going to pick up each thing, each covering item, and you're going to tell us real quick what ball is underneath, okay? Okay, on your mark. You ready? Get set, go! Go, pick up the first one. Come on, faster. Okay, next one, come on.
Basketball.
Okay, come on, next one.
Basketball.
Hurry, go faster. All right, good job. All right, next contestant, please, for the fantastic ball challenge.
Is that the one to scare them? It's good you had no pants on.
All right, Aaliyah, welcome to Vacation Bible Time. Accept a fantastic ball challenge. Come on up. Come on up.
Wait.
Okay, your job is to tell us exactly what ball is underneath these. You got to go as fast as you can. See if you can beat Josh's time, okay? Come on over. Pick it up. Pick it up. And all right, on. Okay. All right, wait, hold on. All right. Okay, on your mark. Get set. Pick it up. Go through the line. What is it? Okay, go. Softball, go! Cheer on, let's go! Alright, she wasn't that surprised. Alright, next contestant, please. Alright, you guys have to cheer them on, okay? Maybe we should have them come. Okay, alright, come on up, Zion. You are a part of the fantastic ball challenge. You have to get through this as fast as you can. You got to open each one. Tell us what ball is underneath, okay?
Like pasta.
Oh, yep. And you have to beat 30 seconds, okay? On your mark. Get it, go. What is it?
Basketball.
Okay, go.
Basketball.
What is that?
Next contestant. All right, come on up, Hannah. Welcome to the fantastic ball challenge. Okay, you have to beat 28 seconds. Okay, come on up. You have to lift up the covering object and tell us what ball is underneath. You have to go through fast.
No, this one.
Okay, so you're going to lift this up and tell us whatever ball is underneath here, okay? Soccer ball, basketball, baseball, okay? All right, but you got to do it in less than 28 seconds, okay? So you got to go fast, okay? Right down the line, okay? As fast as you can.
Oh,
cheer her on, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. On your mark. Get that goal! Let's go, Hannah! Let's go, Hannah! Okay, softball. Okay, next one, come on, go! Good job, Hannah. Thank you for being a good sport. Turn around there. All right, next contestant.
Not that one.
All right, Yulian. She broke the record, 25 seconds. You got to be really fast. Okay, you're going to lift up the covering item to unveil the ball underneath. You got to go through as fast as you can. Tell us what ball is underneath, whether it's a soccer ball, basketball, baseball. Okay, start right there. On your mark. Get that. Go! Okay, go, go! Faster, faster! You're going to check at the same time. Were you expecting that one?
Kind of.
Okay, all right. Next. All right, is there one more contestant?
Seal that box tight.
Okay, seal it tight. Okay, there we go.
They can't breathe.
Not until they can't breathe, huh? Do we have one left?
Yeah.
There's no more. Okay, did we do all six? I think Aaliyah. Did Aaliyah already do it? Okay. All right, now we are getting ready for the next skit. The next skit. Okay, Lydia's skit. Go ahead. Okay, I think we are done this one. Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate that. Good job, man. You did it. All right.
It's up there.
Moldy mustard, good alliteration, but not for eating. drop the bench, right? They're right here. Anyway.
Sorry, I couldn't find the chicken fingers. Is there anything else you'd like to order?
Yeah, I want a milkshake.
Oh, good choice, but I'm sorry, we don't have time for that. But this will cost you 100 tickets. Thank you for coming to the time. Hey, come back here.
All right, let's give him a hand. All right. How many brought a friend? Raise your hand if you brought a friend. Excellent. Okay, who'd you bring? Yes, Josh and Aaliyah brought their mom. That's good. You guys are missionaries. Tyler, who'd you bring? No.
Yeah, he totally brought.
He totally, yeah. Serenity is new today. Layla is new today. We have Hannah and her sister. Abigail is here. Oh, I should call Abigail. I have a little Abigail there. Okay, and so it's good to have each one of you today. All right, let's start out with prayer. Let us pray as we begin. And Paul, I think, and Darnell, I think. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to worship you today. We thank you for this vacation Bible time that we can have some fun and learn more about you from your word. We pray that you would speak to our hearts today. We pray that you keep us safe. We thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins, that we can have eternal life through his shed blood. We pray that you'd be praised and honored and glorified through all that is said and done today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let me tell you, we have a really, really cool artifact from the past that's here. And so we're going to get that. So make sure we guard this. This is going to go in our treasure chest. This is a very old and rare King James Bible from the 1800s, okay? Oh, look, there's a gold coin in there, too. So we get those gold coins are worth 10 tickets. So we've got to guard this with our life today, okay? All right. Let's also... Oh, I think we have a knock on the door. Must be Broke Donald. I think they're... Anybody want to go there?
Me!
Hello.
We have a delivery for you.
Delivery! Oh, vacation Bible time delivery! Yeah, let's cheer on it! This is probably the tickets. The tickets we've been waiting for. Yes. Okay, that's exciting. We're glad that we have the tickets. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, now listen. One of the things that we need to do, we'll open that in a little bit. We're going to be talking about heaven on Friday. Look over here.
Ah!
What?
Whoa! We have a treasure!
What? Who is this? Man, get back! He can kidnap you! What? What is this? Oh! Whoa! Wait, I'm no match for this guy. What? Stay back. He's got a sword! No! Where's my sword? I was unarmed today. What happened?
You didn't read your Bible.
Oh, no.
Jake?
Didn't read my Bible and I didn't pray.
The enemy came in.
We told you to. Yeah, you told me to do it yesterday. The enemy came in. I didn't have a sword. I was not ready. And now we lost our old Bible, our treasure chest, our tickets. All we get is a box.
I mean, you could build
the house. You got to come with a plan. Anybody have a plan? When he comes tomorrow, think about it. He's not gonna be able to read the Bible because he's not saved yet. So he's not gonna understand it. So he's gonna beat us. What can we do tomorrow, Rebecca? Okay. Well, he needs to get saved first. So we really need to. We need to witness to him, okay? Somehow. And if I read my Bible and pray tomorrow, I will have a really cool sword. Okay? I have a really cool sword. that I will be able to defend myself with. Yes, Aaliyah? What?
You should hide and then trap.
Trap, that's a good
one. And then try to find the trophy.
We'll sword fight, because that sword is pretty wicked, you know, so I've got to have a sword, okay? Then once I defeat him, then we've got to trap him, okay? That's a good idea. All right, so be ready for tomorrow. Okay, now, how are we doing on the songs in there with the teens? Is your song good?
We only did one.
All right, okay. So they're learning two songs for Friday and a couple verse songs, right? And the kids are learning two songs and a couple verse songs as well. Okay, we have some animal guests today, too. Who do we have over here? Who's this? Is this
Princess,
okay, and I guess your dog left. Doodle Bear was here. You might have saw Doodle Bear.
Yeah.
But Doodle Bear will be coming back later. Okay, and then we have Annabelle back there. Okay, so, and then later on we're going to go out to the slides and all that fun stuff. Okay, so, missionary secret. Did anybody in the teens bring a friend?
Nope.
No? Okay. Nope. Okay, it's Paul. Okay, all right, yes. Let's see. The Rice family invited Anna and Abigail. So that's good. Okay, and if you brought a friend yesterday, Zion, I think. Oh, come on back to the missionary seat. Oh, good, yes. And we have our... Okay, Mr. Daniel's going to set up our food challenge for us right up here.
Pineapple.
And I'm going to go back to the missionary secret while he's setting it up. And he's got four ready. Good, good. All right, missionary secret, Zion.
Okay.
Rice kid.
We need Lydia.
Who else? And Aaliyah and Josh, come on
back. No!
Don't do that.
Missionary secret, come on back, Josh.
Okay, I need a volunteer for Prince Daniel. You? What team are you? Yes, okay, come. You are? Mad Science, okay, come. Hey, wait. Yesterday you were. No. That's it. And we need one for Walmart. Who, you? Okay. And you? You are going the other way. You go on. Okay.
Wait, can we use
our
hands?
No hands. You can listen. You can just touch the bowl, not the food. Not with your hands. Yeah, exactly. So get ready. You can have it in your hand. Ready to go? Now! All right, let us sing Promise Keeper. Let's all stand up.
I'll be right back.
Okay, no, Julian, you stay. Turn in your phone. Okay, good. Turn in your phone. And come right back, okay? All right. Let us sing. Let's stand and sing.
Son to be an heir, a people vast more numerous than the sand, shall be his children from this covenant. The Father spoke to Moses from the bush, I see my people needy and oppressed. Now take my children out of Egypt's hand, and lead them to my promised land. Trust the promise keeper, his promises endure. How should I, Redeemer, his covenants are sure. Exceeding great and precious are his promises to me. Trust the promise keeper, he is the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Father looks upon the fallen world and promised to redeem it through his Son. If you believe that Christ died in your place, then God has promised you are surely saved. His promises are found throughout his word, to keep us and supply our every need. A promise to forgive when we confess, the hope of life eternal after death. Trust the promise keeper, his promises endure. How shall a redeemer, his covenants are sure. Exceeding great and precious are his promises to me. Trust the promise keeper, he is the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He is the truth. Have faith in him, and the truth shall make you free.
All right, good job. You can have a seat. How many knows Jesus as your Savior? Raise your hand. You know, he's the promise keeper. He promises if you will come to him and put your faith in him and turn over all your sins and say, Lord, please forgive me of all my sins, he will do what with you? Save you and redeem you and take you one day when we die. Where are we going to go if we know Jesus as our Savior? To hell?
Heaven.
To heaven. Very good. Okay. All right, now let's sing our, let's turn the lights back on. We're going to sing our verse song, and then our teacher is going to come. So take out your verse page. Do we have any verse pages left? Okay. So we don't have any. Okay. We have okay. Here you go. All right. Do you want to come? We're going to play. Hey, I have a prize for you. We have a new visitor today. What's his name?
Bentley.
Okay. Bentley gets to pick out of the prize box today. Here you go, Bentley. Come on up and pick out of the prize bag here. The bad guy stole our treasure chest today, so we only have a prize bag. But come on up, Bentley. Pick whatever you want out of there. All kinds of, oh, there's little puzzles. Little. Do you want a pencil too? Here. Here, Bentley.
What do you say?
No, Oh, good. All right. Okay. So, let's turn to our verse sheet, and we're going to say our verse for today is John 3:16, okay? How many said your verse at the verse table this morning? Good job. Many of you said your verse. Excellent job. What was it? Hebrews 13:8? Say Hebrews 13:8. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Did you turn on your phone? Okay, good. All right. Now let's say John 3:16, today's verse. How many already know that one? Raise your hand if you already know that one. Cool. All right, let's give it a try. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good job. John 3:16. We're going to sing a little song with it, okay? It goes like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Good. How many have sung that one already? Wow, a lot of people already knew that. That's cool. Okay, let's try it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good. If you can say that at the verse table tomorrow, how many points do you get? 300 points, and if you bring your Bible tomorrow, how many don't have a Bible? You don't have a Bible, raise your hand. Okay, we'll get one for Leah. Brooke, we'll get you a Bible, okay? We'll make sure to get you a Bible today to have for tomorrow, okay? We might have some around the church, Leah, it's fine. Okay, so say John 3:16 at the table tomorrow, and you get 300 points, bring your Bible, get another 300, and if you do your activity page, how many is your activity page if you do that? 300. So you get 300 if you do the activity section. Even if you just try it, you're not able to do it. Okay, this time we're going to ask our Bible teacher to come on up. Listen carefully to the Bible lesson. Because we have Hawkeyes that want to give out some tickets, okay? We have tickets ready to be passed out to those. Okay, Miss Pat's going to come. Best behaved get 5 tickets today. Good morning. Say good morning, Miss Pat.
Good morning, Miss Pat.
Okay. Hey. Again, time travelers, it has been exciting to discover that Jesus, the Son of God, has been around forever. Did you learn about God? Jesus being around forever? Did anybody learn that? Oh, a few things. Well, we are going to continue from there. He existed from eternity past. He was there at creation. And he was there during the Old Testament time. Now we are going to hear about a really key time, and it has to do with some letters. I guess it will be up on the screen. Yes, it has to do with the letters A, B, C, and D. Does anybody know what those letters represent? How about this? Maybe we should put them in a different order. Maybe B, C, and A, D. Yes, we have been talking about the time before Jesus was born and came to earth as a man. This period of time has been known as B.C. or A.D. before Christ, B.C. After Jesus was born, it was no longer before Christ. So time was counted as A.D. Which means in the year of the Lord. B.C. at 2000 before Christ. Up to 4000. That was in eternity past. And eternity in the future is A.D. Okay. I hope you understand all that. So, isn't it amazing that people have divided time into two sections, and both part has to do with Jesus. It seems fitting since Jesus is the creator of time. He created time. Okay. We'll continue with the C in the first and second mention in the first and second part of the reading. And there are two words that were mentioned yesterday. Creator and Christophany. Does anybody remember what those meant? Okay, yes.
Christophany was the period of Jesus Christ before he was born.
Yes, before his birth as a baby. Okay, and creation, he was there in creation too, so those are the two C's. We said the Son of God existed before time began and after creation and during creation week. There should be a time poster showing creation that reminded us of our creator, about the creator. We talk about how he made everything in 6 days, but we didn't talk about what happened after those 6 days. God is good, and the world he created was very good. He gave the first man, Adam, a command to obey. And said that the punishment for disobedience would be death. Instead of obeying God, Adam and Eve disobeyed and ate the fruit from the tree they weren't supposed to eat from. When we disobey God, that is, anybody can tell me? When we disobey God, what is that? That's good behavior?
No.
A good deed?
Bad behavior.
Yes, it is sin. When we disobey God, it is sin. When we disobey our parents, it is a sin. So we should always obey our parents, we should obey God and read his word
so that we do not sin against him. Okay. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and when they did, God sent them away from the Garden of Eden and placed a curse on his creation. It was no longer a very good place, because before sin entered the garden, it was a beautiful place. It was a place where Adam and Eve could walk and fear nothing. They could eat any fruit they wanted, and everything was good and beautiful. But after sin, no, they had to go out and work for a living. So we must have sinned, because we have to go out and work for a living also. And it was because of Adam and Eve's sin. God didn't leave Adam and Eve hopeless. He promised to one day send someone that would save them. Genesis 3:15. Let's look and see what Genesis 3:15 tells us. Would you like to read Genesis 3? You don't have a Bible? You didn't bring your Bible today?
I don't have one.
Okay, you get one. Okay, Genesis 3:15. It says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." So this was the first recorded promise that Jesus would come to earth someday. And there was another hint about Jesus at that time. God killed at least one animal to provide clothing for Adam and Eve as a way to cover their sin. It didn't take away their sin, it covered it for that period. Remember that a creation, the Son of God showed himself in Christophanies during the Old Testament times, like at the burning bush. Who remember? Well, we asked that question already, but it's here again. Christophany, this big long word that we are supposed to know and understand. He also predicted or promised he would come to earth. Pull up the burning bush.
We have the...
Yes, there you see the burning bush. Well, Jesus was in that burning bush. Let's say the word Christophany to remind us that the Old Testament points us to Jesus over and over again. Can we say that word? Christophany? Bless you. He said that. Okay. Jesus is born. About 4,000 years after Jesus created everything, at the end of time, we call B.C., the most amazing thing happened. God sent his son Jesus to earth as a baby, just as he had promised. Think about the creator of the universe became a human. Bless you. You're allergic to me. Wow. He is still fully God. Then he came, but he now was also fully man. When he was born, he wasn't just part God and part man. He is still 100% God and also 100% man. Many other amazing things happened when Jesus came to earth as a baby. For instance, angels announced his birth. Later, a special supernatural star appeared, and wise men followed the star and brought expensive gifts to Jesus. It was at his birth that he was given the name Jesus, as it tells us in Matthew 1:21. As we read Matthew 1:21, let's have a look at Matthew 1:21. Okay, Matthew 1:21, and reading, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus grows up. They didn't tell us much about Jesus after that, but he grew up. As time went on, and not a lot is written about his growing up years, but we do know he was the son of a carpenter, Joseph, so he would have learned carpentry. Do you know what a carpenter does? Anyone knowing what a carpenter does? Sammy, you know what a carpenter does? No? Maybe he cooks. Does he cook? What does a carpenter do? Do you know? Anyone? Yes? Yes. A carpenter works with wood. He builds houses. Like this building, he put the top on this building. Anything with wood, a carpenter does. And he uses a hammer to do that work. You see the hammer there? Anybody recognize that as a hammer? For putting nails into wood? Anyhow, we continue. We also know he went to the synagogue regularly, which is kind of like a place, going to church. And he grew great in wisdom and knowledge. And he also had brothers and sisters. Four brothers are specifically mentioned in Mark 6:3. James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. His quiet growing up years lasted until he was about 30. Jesus healed many. Around the age of 30, Jesus was baptized and began his public ministry. Jesus showed that he was God by doing many miracles. Can anybody just do miracles? Good. Miracles are things no person can do, only God. Jesus healed many people. He enabled blind people to see, disabled people to walk, sick people to get well, and even deaf people to hear, and dead people he brought back to life. It is so amazing. Okay, let's look at the next word, see. Cure. The C word, meaning cure as well. Jesus cured many people. Cure meaning heal. He healed many people from their diseases. During council, during this time, Jesus also taught amazing things. Nobody had ever heard anything like what he said. The Bible says in Mark 1:22. Let's have a look at Mark 1:22. Okay. Everyone there? Mark 1:22. It says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. Okay. So he had great knowledge. When Jesus said, amazed them. For instance, people said to hate your enemies. But did Jesus say to hate your enemies? Did Jesus say to hate your enemies, anyone? No, Jesus did not say to hate them. He said to love your enemies, as written in Matthew 5:43. And people said that Jesus were a brother. A bother. Did Jesus think kids were a bother? Did Jesus call children a bother? Anyone? Yeah. Did no. Oh, no. Jesus did not call the kids a bother. What Jesus said was children are precious. And he said, he also said, allow the children to come unto him and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Okay, Jesus died. For 3 years, Jesus healed and taught and cared for people. It was an amazing time. And what's even more amazing is that he lived a complete, perfect life. Completely perfect life. Is anyone out there perfect? Are any of you perfect? No. Not one of us is perfect. We cannot live a perfect life. For I know I'm not. But Jesus is. He always obeyed God. He never sinned, even once. He never once thought a mean thought, had a temper tantrum, disobeyed his parents, called his brother a name, yelled at someone, was unkind or selfish, or even thought something bad. Whoa. Nobody ever has or ever will live a perfect life. Only Jesus. However, even though he was perfect, some bad men didn't like Jesus, so they decided to put him to death. They hung him on a cross and left him there to die a horrible, painful death. Yes, they hang him on the cross. Anybody recognize the cross? Right. Jesus hung there and died. And the sea also reminds us of the cross, of Jesus' death on the cross. This didn't happen because these men were more powerful than Jesus. Jesus could have caused 10,000 angels to come and take him from that cross. He could have taken himself off the cross if he wanted to. But this happened because God had a plan to come and rescue us. He promised from the very beginning that he would send a Savior, and did. Jesus stayed on the terrible cross and took all our sins upon him because he loved us. Can you imagine someone loving you that much? Could I love you that much that I would go on the cross, die on the cross for you? It's not possible. Yes, we love you, but to go and die on the cross for you, maybe not. Okay. And he then, after his death, they took him off the cross and put him in the tomb. They rolled an extremely heavy stone over the front of the tomb and sealed it, leaving his body there for what they thought would be forever. But Jesus came back to life. I am so excited to tell you what happened next, because just like Jesus' birth and life weren't ordinary, neither was his death. In fact, Jesus didn't stay dead. He didn't stay in the tomb. He came back to life. Mark 16. Nothing is impossible for Jesus, because remember, he's fully man and he's also fully God. At this time, we will talk to Sky. Is Sky there? Is Sky there? Could you shout for Sky?
Sky, is she right there?
Oh, yes. She is there. Okay. We haven't been talking about Jesus' amazing... We have been talking about Jesus' amazing life on earth. Let's see if Sky knows much about this.
Hey there. You know, I would love to travel back in time to see Jesus and call you a child and a man.
Well, now that is something. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. Sure. were one of a kind experience.
That's because Jesus is God.
You are right. He is completely God, and he's also completely man. He was a perfect man, never sinning or doing anything wrong.
Well, I wish I could step from sinning.
Well, Jesus came because he knew you've had a problem with sinning. Sin start way back in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And sin continues with every person since. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The punishment for our sin is death, and forever being separated from God's goodness. That's why it's such good news that he came. If he hadn't come, we'd end up standing forever in a bad, bad place. We wouldn't have had hope of eternal life in heaven with Jesus. I know it's kind of like when Sergeant Desimbanai does show the day's animal. Oh, there is Sergeant. Sergeant goes out on rescue mission to seek out and save the lives of those who are lost in the wilderness. Well, Jesus came to seek us out and save our lives, because even though we may not realize it, we all be born spiritually lost and are not on our way to heaven. Someday, Jesus came, lived, died, and came back to life because he loves you. That reminds me of our memory verse. Let's say it together.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16.
It says, whosoever believes in him will have eternal life forever.
Where is that?
That's right. To become a child of God and receive the gift of eternal life, you first have to admit you are a sinner.
What's that mean?
It means you tell God you realize you have disobeyed him or sinned. Like saying unkind words, hitting someone, or not doing what you are told to do.
I think we've all done all those things.
That's right. All those things and more are sin. Then you admit to God that you have sinned and you want to turn from those sins, that's called repenting. No, that doesn't mean you stop sinning. That's impossible. But it means you want to please God and obey him and not keep sinning.
Then what do you do after your
sheep. So you must believe and trust that Jesus came to earth as the God-man, who lived a perfect life, died on the cross, and came back to life to take the punishment for your sins.
And after that,
you ask God if you can be his child and be part of his forever family. So you admit then, believe, then forever receive him. In fact, if any boy or girl are interested in learning more about this, make sure you talk to your parents, leaders, or me today. We love to tell you more about it.
The church is a good thing. Jesus came to rescue us.
It sure is. We need it.
Well, I need to get going. I'll plan to see you tomorrow.
Okay, Sai. We look forward to seeing you later. Let's say goodbye to Sai, everyone.
Goodbye, Sai. Alright, thank you, Miss Pat. Let's give Miss Pat a round of applause. Thank all of our teachers for their work with you. Alright, leave your bags here. Come on outside.